So, hi, Paul.
Hello, mate. You look like a couple of folk singers.
Yeah. We can do this. Right.
Yes, we do it in a folk song.
We can do a song, yeah, absolutely. We have to stand when it gets to the chorus, though. I think that's how it works. Anyway, so for those that don't know you, Paul, why don't you just briefly just introduce yourself? Who are you? How long have you been a Christian? How long have you been here at River? That sort of thing.
Okay, Paul West. I am 16 next month. Yeah, it's not many shopping days to my birthday, guy. So, so I've been a Christian for best part of, say, 40 years. Been in River for about 35 of those years, 36 of those years.
Great.
Seen a lot, been here, done it.
Nice. That's cool. And as we're looking at the subject of prophetic, I've got a couple of notes of questions. I promise I'm not texting Beth or something. So just continue setting that foundation. When did you realize that you could prophesy, that you could speak a word from God?
Yeah. Okay. So as a very young child, I think the thing is that I never could deny the supernatural. So I've always been, that's always been part of my life. And when I became a Christian, that changed very dramatically and profoundly. And I could actually see the different aspects of God and how his power was. But the thing is that I always knew there was something going on around me. So it was when I became a Christian, it was a very natural walk into prophecy, into seeing amazing things happen in my life and hearing God. So, yeah, I think it actually took a while, probably around about 15 years ago, but I actually felt that there was a prophetic leaning in my heart because I've always seen myself more as an intercessor. But then I think, well, you know, nowadays I think, well, actually they're pretty much two, you know, part of the same thing, two different sides of the same coin. It's been I wouldn't say a slow walk, but a natural, organic walk from being in the intercession team into and sort of discovering or being more confident with my prophetic side.
Nice, I like that. I like that wording. And just a bit of look back to about 3 weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago, we were looking at our different giftings, our different parts of the fivefold ministry, of which leaning into the prophetic is one of them. I loved your language there, that you've lent more into it, and I think that's key. You know, we all have access to being prophetic, as Steve brought in his word last week. We're all able to hear God's voice. We're all able to ask, you know, Father, give me a word to encourage Jonathan and allow me to take that forward. But leaning into that more and realizing that it's part of your primary skill set. Is that good language for that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. What I would say really is, if anyone asks me, how do I become this, that, or the other? How do I become a healer, a teacher, blah, blah, blah? You just ask God to use you to open yourself up. And let's just say, I really want to be a teacher. I really want to get down the front. God might have other plans. And he might give you that for a while, but then he always reveals different parts, different facets, which takes you off into different areas.
Nice. Little hands up in the room. I remember Dan did this. I wasn't around that week. I was on holiday. If people are happy to, little hands up in the room. Who had a prophetic high on one of their little gifts? Just to look around the room, yeah. Nice. So it's nice just to know where people are. And just to remind people, if you haven't done the fivefold ministry test, it's not a you have to do it, but it's a nice little litmus test to look at where your leanings are. And it's surprising how quickly that changes year by year, season by season, as you are moving and flowing with what God's asking you to do in different seasons, you know, moving into teaching or leading different things. And it's just interesting to see where what God's using you for at that time. And I love that, Paul, you know, just asking God, how do you want to use me, and just walking forward. So just thinking practically about the prophetic. So it's about hearing from God. How do you personally hear from God? Is there a preparation involved? Is it a day by day? Is it a moment by moment? What's that look like for you personally?
Wow. Okay. So that's the $64 million question, because you know, God does things in his own ways. He moves in mysterious ways, as we well know. And he will use the most incredible and most profound and most crazy ways to speak to your crazy heads, particularly in my case. So sometimes it will be that I will, if there's a specific thing, then I would dig into it and just see what God wants. Other times it will be just case it drops on me like a ton of bricks. Other times when we're doing things in the prophecy team, which we will go into a bit later, of all the different things that are around the room. Sometimes it's a trigger. You know, these things that we're using here are things that is going to trigger you into prophetic. Mm. So there are loads and loads of different ways. There is no real formula. Yeah. You know, there is no real formula. But there are, you know, if we were to get deeper into it, there are, you know, when you look into some of the prophets that we see in the Bible, you know, they were crazy. You know, they used to stay out in the desert and, you know, eat loads of really weird things and stuff. And, you know, we're probably going to do that at some point.
We're moving that way. We're heading that direction. No, we're not.
We're
not that I'm aware of.
There is a thing to sign up for at the back for that.
Get your wild locust and honey here.
You know, just to push more into the prophetic, you know, just to see where it goes. So malnutrition or prophecy? probably both in this case, yeah. So, there's so many ways you can do it. And you know, I don't want to be glib and just say, oh, yeah, God can speak to you in so many ways. But he really does. He really does. And he will speak to you the way that, as who you are. You know, I talked about this whole thing about who you are in God and, you know, finding your identity in God. You know, if it's in art, that's cool. You know, if it's in nature, which is for me, that's cool. If it's for, like, you know, watching TV and watching the news and blah, 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 it's cool. You know, God will use you. He will spark things off.
Yeah, I like that. So maybe we'll just have a little go around, hands up sort of thing. Who hears from God when they listen to some music, listen to worship? That's a big one for me. Who hears from God when they're looking at out in nature? Out in the mountains, want to walk and stuff. Yeah, big hands high. Who's the highest? Who hears from God predominantly maybe when they're reading scripture, reading God's word? Yeah, definitely. What about through talking to people around them? Maybe if they're around people in different rooms and they suddenly have I've got a word for that person. Yeah, Rachel, and got a few at the back there. And what about when you're presented with different items, like a picture? Like in this room, we are surrounded by artwork. I know we've bought some and prepared some this morning, but we're surrounded by artwork. You know, who sees things through picture and image, maybe? I've got a few hands up. Nice. I'm sure there's more. What can you think?
Well, I was going to say, ask a question, actually.
Meant to be the other way around.
Sorry, mate. I know you're interviewing me, but... I was going to ask a question, and I just want to think, you know, this is something that we talk about in the team as well. Who here has never had a word from God? Never had one. You've seen all people around you get fantastic words from God, and they've been really blessed, but never had someone's... I mean, I know that you know, people will hear God all the time, but has never had actually anyone speak over them with a word of prophecy. Well, that's amazing.
That's good. We've got a good crowd here.
That is great. We can just pack up and go.
Not too fast.
We're not needed, Steve. Pack it up.
We've got we've got a prophetic team out for rent in other churches now.
Yeah.
So what's your favourite thing about giving a prophetic word to someone?
My favourite thing is that when I do give a prophetic word and I know it's from God, you really feel it. Yeah, I really feel that sort of the depth of God in me. And also, you know, quite superficially, so I go from deep, how God makes me feel, to I really love it when I see it, when it hits the mark. When you see someone who's been encouraged, someone who actually needed just to know that, oh my goodness, God loves me in this time. Well, as always, but he really needed to know that at that particular time. Yeah, so there is twofold, but it also it builds the kingdom, doesn't it, mate?
Yeah,
builds the kingdom. If we're all we're all hearing God and we're all prophesying over each other, what that would look like in a few years? That could be crazy town, or it could be we have got the most amazing, most powerful church in the land. And I think, you know, that's what you want.
Absolutely.
That's what I want. I think that's what we all want to see, is us all prophesying and really, really, really getting leaning into God on it.
Yeah.
And who knows what's going to come next with that.
And fundamentally, a prophetic word is a word of encouragement. It lifts and it builds people. Steve, that made a key part of Steve's message last week. And for me, when I've given a word to someone, just to see that person just light up slightly more. Yeah. It's a big encouragement because they, you know, this might be the first time in a long time they've had a word of encouragement or a word from God. And it's that human nature thing. You like to see people happy. No one likes to see someone upset. And being able to encourage someone, it's a blessing to be able to give that to someone, I think.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, sort of putting my prophecy hat on now, I just feel that if we lean into these things, if we actually start... we're really going for prophecy. If we're going for prophecy, we will see amazing things happen. And I prophesy that. I pray that will lead us, that will open up the doors to people to start actually knowing where their giftings are. Because the giftings are free. Prophecy, the gift of prophecy is free. You know, but there are more to the gifts than just the prophecy.
Absolutely.
And it will be a church where people who are operating in their giftings. That would be cool. That'll be really good to see. And I prophesy on that. Call that out. Name it in Jesus Christ.
So we're all human. I presume looking around the room, we're all human. And as humans, we're inherently fearful. What holds you back from giving a prophetic word to someone else? What's your... Yeah. Insecurities in it, maybe.
Well, funny enough, Heike and I were just talking about this yesterday in the car. We do have a ruling as a prophecy. We'll try and keep it as positive as we can. So those are the sort of things that you... So sometimes God actually drops a more serious word on you. And, those are my things. I would love to operate more in the gift of wisdom. And I think Heike would probably want me to do that a little bit more. And sometimes I've got to use that gift of wisdom to actually to relay that word, because sometimes it might be something that needs to be worked into a little bit more. Because, you know, prophecy is a serious business. You know, it's not glib. You know, sometimes we give each other, you know, there'll be sort of all sorts of weird things over there and, you know, some things just to trigger off and stuff. But, you know, it's not a glib business, you know. It's serious business. And sometimes it's, you know, there has to be wisdom that comes with it. That's my ring fence, if you like. That's why I was like, ugh. And you know, for that, you know, I've got good people around me. I've got Steve and Fiona, got the other members of the prophecy team, and we all bounce off each other and stuff. But you have to, you know, to understand is that whilst we're... been prophesying for a long time or working in the prophetic, I think this is the first time in a very long time we're actually nailing it down and actually saying that this is going to be, I don't know, a banner over the church. You know, we are a prophetic church as well as this.
Yeah. And I think I think we can be fearful in different situations, and something that can, well, it certainly has held me back and probably still does hold me back is that, you know, that fear that it's not a word from God, or fear that I'm saying the wrong thing, or fear that someone's going to judge me for what I'm giving them, or have you ever felt any things like that? And from that, do you have any encouragement for us?
Yeah, I think, you know, whenever you get into this side of the giftings, yeah, you're always going to get that. I think it's if you give. You know, with a healing, it either happens or it doesn't happen, or it happens later on. With a prophecy, it's very different. There are so many different aspects to it, so many different, not caveats, but so many different facets to it. Now, if you give a word, you don't know whether that's your a heavy lunch, your mad imagination, or that is God. Sometimes you really have to struggle internally. But the thing is that, you know, within the framework of positivity, give it anyway. What's it going to hurt if you say God loves you, or God really wants to say, you know, he's really with you right now, or really understands where you are? That's not going to hurt.
So thank you for that, Paul. That is definitely an encouragement to continue and pursue that. And for you, what is, which one to do first? Do you ever give, do you ever approach other people outside of a Sunday morning gathering to give a word? And what's that look like? How has that been received?
Thankfully, so far, I've not been locked up. You know, the day's young. It's not over yet. I've got a long day ahead of me. Yeah, thankfully, yeah. God, you know, God has blessed me in that. You know, I've had not here at the moment, but I had a word for Charlie a little while ago, and he loved it. Mm. You know, really loved it. He loved the word. It was really encouraging, and it really showed that I think God is on his case. Mm. Yeah.
And what do you think is the most important part of prophecy? It's a big question, but it's
your opinion. I think I touched on it a bit earlier on. Yeah. It's not to build you up, not you. Well, maybe a bit. Be a leader of church, but
it's not
to build you up personally. You know, it does when you hit the mark. That is always the encouragement. It's to build kingdom. It really is nothing more, nothing less. It is to build kingdom. It's there for correction. It's there for encouragement. It's there for as a warning. It's there as direction. It is there to build up the kingdom, and it's there to build you up as an individual in Christ, as a cloak of safety. I want to put that on. It's just knowing that you are loved by God. If God is actually going to use someone, send someone to say something, which is, you know, you really need to know at that particular time. That's why I say, has anyone ever had a word? Because I know that people can get very discouraged if they don't. But as coming back to that, going around in circles, it is for the kingdom of God and nothing else, to build church.
Absolutely. And I think inherently it also builds yourself up, because you're then practicing spending time with the Father, spending time listening for his voice. And I think alongside that, it's there to encourage others. It's that practicing spending, you know, time with God. And as we saw from different hands in the room, you know, that can come from, you know, reading scriptures. Therefore, if you're reading scripture, which is great, and then you're also hearing from God, that's even better, because it's that you're then in that two-way relationship, because you're actively got your ears open to hear from him. Yeah. It continues to, as an upward spiral, as you're blessing out, you'll receive a blessing because you are just spending time in God's presence.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And he wants you to do it. He really does. He gives you those gifts. He didn't give those giftings for nothing. Those are there to be used. And as I said, you know, once we start, who knows where it's going to go?
Absolutely. So is there anything else you want to share with us? Is there anything we haven't touched on in particular? And this is a good time to shout out in the room and say, is there any questions, anything that you haven't think we've touched on, or want any questions that grill a Paul session?
What questions from them?
Well, is anything that, well, from you first, anything we think we've missed and we can share? Okay. And then this is a heads up for anyone else that is open questions in a minute.
Yeah, I just feel, as a Christian, and do take this the right way, but I am quite bloody minded. Yeah, I know, Jill. And, I am quite bloody minded. I will stick to something, you know. I'm not fluffy. I don't do fluffy. I'm a little bit old school, but that's the way God uses me, you know. And just tap into who you are in God, because he will use you, whether you're bloody-minded, whether you are fluffy, whether you haven't got nice soft edges, whether you do flag dancing over there. God will, there's Steve, you know, and with art. God will use you. He will just do it. And I think that's what I'm passionate about. I just really want to see. This is what I want to see. But it's not just Steve and his little A-team, you know, and his little special forces group over there. just doing this, but all of us being this elite, bunch of like super duper paras who are, you know, all working in our gifting. And if we're all prophesying, if we're all praying for healing, if we're all, you know, into intercession, if we're all doing this, you know, so easy just to sit back and just all let it happen. But God wants to work with us. And I think this is it. This is my bottom line. God wants to work with us. You know, he's got it. He wants to do it.
That's good.
So step out. Start doing it.
Nice. Thanks, Paul. So any questions from the floor? Any questions from the room? It's your opportunity. Go for it, Scott.
Scott.
I'm going to bring the mic over just so those on Zoom can hear.
I can't believe it. I met people asking me questions.
That's because of your wisdom, Paul.
Oh, that's a new thing.
How else can I flatter you? So, question is this. If you gave a word of prophecy to someone, do you then sort of walk away and just sort of feel, right, I've dispensed what I need to dispense? Or do you still carry that in your heart and pray over that on an ongoing basis? Because obviously the person has to either receive or whatever the word that you've given.
Yeah.
Do you feel that sort of almost like a gardener approach of tending what you've planted? Or do you feel, I've been a messenger, I've delivered the message, time to move on?
Yeah. It's funny because there's two answers to that question. Is that one, there's a pressure for you to do it in the first place. And that's where God, and there's also, once you've actually done it, there is that pressure eases off. So like, let's say for instance, that word I gave for Charlie, that was on me. And I kept missing Charlie and it was starting to get on my nerves a bit. I needed to tell Charlie this. When I gave it, then I could go away and I could actually relax into it and pray. But I think, and another part of that question, the answer would be, there are some things in prophecies, like I was saying, like, you know, I'm really hearing that God loves you, wants to know that you love you. And I think that's okay to actually just say, you can back off now, just because you've dropped that truth bomb on that person. But if it is something like much more serious and there's a much more deeper aspect to it, you know, I would carry on praying. And I would talk, you know, we've got a great team now that we're actually forming and we're all bouncing off each other. And ideas as well. So for me, from where I stand now, there is a backstop with the team. And I would say, do I need to keep doing it? It's like you said at the beginning, wisdom, mate, wisdom. And that is something that I've got to lean into more in it. So yeah, I don't know if that really answers your question, but that's where I'm at. Some you can leave, you can truth bomb. Others, you can step back if it's something, you know, that you feel there is something else underneath that, like that layer of the onion.
Good question, good answer. Any more questions in the room?
Oh,
danger question over the side, Paul. Prepare yourself.
Oh, no, it's got to be about wisdom.
No, it's not. I just wanted, what is the weirdest word you've ever had?
Oh. Yeah. Do you know, back in the day, Scott will remember these crazy days when it was all like the weirdest thing. It wasn't something that actually said to me. So yeah, someone said it to me, but they also said it to someone else, and that was also a bit strange. It was a kangaroo. They saw me as a kangaroo, and then they just walked away and left it. And I just said, well, I don't know. Thank you for that. I shall pray into that in Jesus' name. And I have to say that in all the years, I like kangaroos. I've got nothing against kangaroos. I prefer wallabies, I have to say, as a personal choice. But that word so far has not borne any fruit. Let's put it that way. You know, as I say, you know, it's not over yet. I'm not with the Lord yet, but, you know, there it is.
Nice. Got time probably for one more question.
Yeah. Miss Kenz.
In the past, in the church, there have been some dramatic prophecies that have probably been sea changes in the church. I'm talking a long time ago. If a word like that came to you, how would you deal with it? Because they were given publicly.
Okay. I'll answer that in an A or B multiple choice question. Well, answer, I should say. A, I would get out the front and blurt it out. Right from, just like shout as loud as possible and really, really, really just like saying, this is the word from the Lord. Or B, I'll seek a little bit of wisdom on it. and then I would go and talk to people, talk to the leadership, talk to the other people around me as well. And also, you know, pray into it as well. Because well, I know, and I mean, you know, we've been around for a long time. So we know that we've seen some crazy things, some crazy prophecies, and some of those have also been quite weird and harmful. So, you know, there are things that we need to be careful about. So, is it answer A?
Yes.
No, is it answer B? I think B is the correct one on that.
That's really good. Yeah, and I think, yeah, God wants to build the church, and sometimes building the church involves some sort of pruning, but I think God's a careful gardener. And would want to do it with love and kindness, and ultimately, you know, when things are pruned, even if it's a difficult word for someone or for a group, actually you do often see then regrowth and more fruit from that, because God wants to see His kingdom built and His church grow.
Amen.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.